Diana's a nymph so chaste and so fair that Venus herself may not with her compare. Venus herself she hath had the great praise. Same it is altered and changed nowadays. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. Diana's a nymph so happy and free, there's none so delightful and pleasant as she, beauty excelling the rest of her sex, which she knows in her mind they do daily perplex. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. Diana has breasts, Diana has eyes, would summon the surliest of Stoics to rise. Seeing her face he'd be cynic no more, leave his close cell and straight fall to a door. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. Diana's soft touch with her delicate hand would make the morosest of hermits to stand amazed to feel what an amorous rage her grasp would infuse into wrinkled old age. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. A cripple that halts and never had gone in time out of mind from his smoky old home would slight his old pain and his crutches despise and father his cure on Diana's bright eyes. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. In Diana, whene'er she resolves to be kind, such raptures of pleasure her lover may find as deny him the leisure to weigh the blessed fate or think there is any such heaven as that. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. Both Sylvia and Juno and Celia appear like dowdies deformed when Diana draws near. Her beams like the sun in the firmament shine, they scarce look like mortals whilst she seems divine. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. Diana one morn I saw in a grove and told her in short of my passionate love. At first with a frown she my language did hear, but still I proceeded with pleasure and fear. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. I sang it so loud, Diana did smile, and I feasted my soul on her beauties the while. A fair one forbear to be cruel, said I, and save you poor Hylas that's going to die. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. The beauty stood mute whilst I leaned on her breast, where thrusting my hand somewhat lower I pressed. A Diana, said I, might I choose the great bliss to be found in the world, I should think it were this. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. She blushed all the while my straggling hand was plunged hard in her bosom, and then command that I the sweet pleasure should that time forbear, because we beheld a young shepherd draw near. Then ever hereafter all honor and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. With that we went both to a neighbouring shade, which nature on purpose for lovers had made, where the amorous trees did so kindly combine, that naught but Diana's bright beauty could shine. Then ever hereafter all honour and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. I pressed her again to grant the sweet bliss. She smiled, and her heavenly answer was this: the care longs to you, my dear Hylas, to you, that you do not a harmless young virgin undo. Then ever hereafter all honour and fame shall be rendered to Diana's great name. With that in the dark, more pleasing than light, we fell to such soft and amazing delight, that the gods, though much better they be, in vain did oft wish though to be happy as we. Then ever hereafter all honour and fame shall be rendered.